On today's agriculture-related discussion, we are joined with Peter Constable. He is a director-at-large with the Alberta Pulse Growers Association. First off, Peter, thank you for taking the time to join us today.
Yep, thanks for having me.
Awesome. So I guess the first question is that, first, I guess, just tell us a little bit about yourself, because you're in the Peace area yourself, right around Spirit River, and not only director-at-large, but also, I understand, you're a pulse grower yourself. What are the crops of choices down at the Constable Farms?
On our farm, we mainly canola, wheat, barley, winter wheat, oats. We've had lentils on our farm before, and yellow peas and green peas, mostly predominantly yellow peas in our area of the province anyway, so.
Oh, okay, good. Yellow peas. Awesome. And also as well, I guess for this thing too, you're also a director of the Alberta Pulse Growers Association. So for specifically for pulse growers, how has the COVID pandemic affected the organization and I guess farms in your opinion as a whole?
It's been tough, but I think as farmers, we're fortunate we get to be on our own properties, and it affects us, I guess, when we're hauling to the elevator, and certain companies have different safety protocols and safety measures and with mask protocols and whatnot. But and our office staff, they could work from home and with Zoom meetings, and everybody's getting accustomed to that. So that seems to be the new norm for now, that we're doing everything by Zoom or go to meeting and whatnot. So.
Yeah, and I guess in terms of that too, in terms of Zoom meetings, virtual meetings, there's no doubt that electronics has definitely played a role in it, though. But do you think it's been kind of beneficial in a way that maybe a lot of pulse farmers that wouldn't have been able to attend the meetings and events now do have that opportunity because most of the things are virtual?
Yeah, most things are going to be. I think there'll always, I have a feeling going forward, there'll always be a virtual aspect. So those that cannot, like you say, can attend. Hopefully they can attend virtually and we can still go back to our in-person meetings. Like a lot of people sure do enjoy getting together with fellow farmers and visiting and get into a meeting, but it'd be nice to also have other people attending that can't be in person to meet virtually. So.
Yeah, no, you don't, no doubt. You definitely got to make some adjustments as you go along. Now, also as well, I mean, in terms of the pulse growers, what are some of the big issues that you've been advocating for and some of the big things that you want to, like, look ahead to coming up in 2021?
For Alberta pulse growers, we're part of what is called Team Alberta, so we deal with a lot of issues with the MELPS, with the driver training program for the Class 1 driving, so that's been a hot topic and whatnot here in Alberta at home, I guess, and for Alberta Pulse Growers, research projects for whether it be disease management and new varieties, that's always ongoing with Alberta Pulse Growers, so we always look forward to that and research. The landscape's changed a little bit with our government and whatnot, so that's always a moving target, but we always try to work with our government and do our best. So,
one of the things that a local farmer had mentioned is fusarium. And that is, I guess, always could be a concern, but the fact that it's not on the Pest Act anymore, do you think it should be on there?
Fusarium, that's more not really a pulse issue, so I haven't really touched on that much. That's more of a cereal issue, so I didn't really give that much thought. So.
Fair enough. Okay, and I guess one of the things about farming up here is that we saw, based on where you are in the province, you had a pretty good year, or not as bad as years past. Safe to say that here in the Peace Country that we've Mother Nature may not have been as friendly in the last couple of years to us as maybe as it has been in other jurisdictions in Alberta. You think that's fair to say?
I'd say that's fair. There's a few pockets of the Peace Country. It's very vast and a lot of different farming areas and regions here, so I know in our farm pulses were terrible this year, and there's other parts of the Peace Country that did manage to pull off great yields and quality and now get rewarded with good prices, so it's a little bit different, but the last few years there's definitely been some challenging times with especially Mother Nature, so it's it'd be nice to get back to, I don't know what you call new normal, but hopefully not excess water would be one thing. So.
Yeah, fair enough. And I guess in terms of goals for 2021 for the pulse growers, what would you say are some of the big things you're looking to accomplish as an organization this year?
I think just moving forward is just maybe some more grower engagement and working with our local ARAs on projects and, like I say, research projects. A lot of stuff was cut because of COVID, so hopefully going forward here in 2021, we can continue on or work from previous years and whatnot, and hopefully some in-person meetings and possibly field days. And we have a lot of great information on our Alberta Pulse app and website that people can follow along and see what we're doing as an organization for 21.
Awesome. And I guess looking up as well, I know it's been a long winter. So I guess on the personal end, Peter, as a farmer, when the time's right, how forward are you looking out there to getting out there and getting on the fields and just being able to be outside again?
Oh, it'd be nice to, we always hope to be in the field at the end of April, beginning of May. So we always look forward to that. So now it's just a matter of staying warm this winter and getting stuff ready and hope for a good growing season for 2021.
Excellent. Well, Peter, thank you so much for taking the time to join us, and I'm sure we'll chat again soon.
Yep. Thanks for having me on.
All right. This is Peter Constable, and this is another Ag Chat.